Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That means it's time to say hello to Chris Anderson at Anderson's Market. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Tim.
How are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Are you going to sing for us this morning?
No.
All right, let me see. Let me see if I can do this. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Anderson's Market makes you feel so good. Won't you be my neighbor? That work?
I could do that, but it has to be soloist. You couldn't hear me.
With flowers and plants, they are so fine.
Oh,
the
boy.
Prices are great. It'll blow your mind. Won't you be my neighbor?
You got your sweater on today?
It's Friday, and I'll tell you, I look forward to talking to you every week because you have so many great things that that happen at Anderson's Market out on 19th Street in Mason City, and I know I get a good list from you when you call in every Friday.
Well, my daughter gave me a list today, too. She says I'm supposed to tell you about a Gerber special that's going to go on. Three Gerbers for $10.
I like
and
that.
Right now, veggie four packs. There ain't many veggie four packs left, but the ones that are there are 99 cents. We got lots of succulents and lots of odd filler plants. You know, I've seen baskets made out of filler plants that look beautiful. We got right now in produce, we've got tomatoes and cherry tomatoes, candy onions, spring onions, asparagus. We've had green beans, may get them again today. We've had rhubarb, might get some again today. We never know as the day goes on. Michael tries.
Well, I know that
job.
Michael.
Yeah, he's working hard. Susan, she's kind of laid up for a little while, but our good help is there working hard for us.
Good, good.
And now we started a new thing this week. Thursday nights are going to stay open till 7.
Oh, that's a nice idea, isn't it?
Yep. It's just so that the people that don't have a chance to get out in the regular hours can be there. You know, mm-hmm. Our normal hours are 10 to 5 during the week, and then on Sunday it's noon to 5. So we come up with the idea. Susan wants to do it. Michael had to do it last night for the first night.
So he drew that straw, did he?
Yeah, he drew the straw. But everything's looking good at Anderson's Market. Everybody's working hard. I guess I'm going to have to maybe go for a trip today to try and find some stuff. And I know Michael is. So come on out and visit with us. If you see my wife out there, she's going to be watering. She's a sprinkler girl, you know.
I've honked once or twice going by while she's outside sprinkling and watering and doing those things. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just getting tired of me.
I can't imagine that. Yeah, I drove by your place the other night, and it was early, but everything looked like you were in for the night. And I thought, well, he must have had, or she must have had, a busy day at the store.
Yeah, she's busy all the time because she's got city gardens she helps maintain. Besides the Anderson Ranch here.
Yeah.
That takes her about 2 hours a day.
I was going to say, I'm not sure you have enough plants and flowers. Yeah, I think you could probably, you got room for a couple more, don't you?
Well, let's put it this way. She counted up, and she was, when she got to 50 on hanging baskets and planters, she quit.
Well, I can tell you this. Like I said, I went by there, but it just, everything looks beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous. And I know some of the things that I have seen in the store this year, too, at Anderson's Market have been terrific. You really piqued my interest again. You're talking about things like candy onions, which I love, and the green beans, and I hope you get them. I haven't had rhubarb in a while, and I know there are some great rhubarb recipes for different rhubarb things, and you know, rhubarb pie is always a good thing. So I'm hoping you get that today too. I'll try to swing out there after a while. That's for sure.
Okay, and also I talked to one of the growers yesterday, and quizzed with him about strawberries, and he says possibly next week.
Oh my! Oh my!
They're growing. They're looking good. He's watering them, and they kind of enjoy this heat a little bit. He said the raspberries are a little bit farther out. And then my favorite one, he says a little bit farther, is peas, fresh peas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love peas.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to? You mentioned the strawberries. Last year was kind of a tough year for strawberries.
Yeah, it was.
And so I'm guessing the growers that you're talking with, they've got to be just absolutely thrilled, too, with what we've had weather-wise now. And so I'm anxious to see some great big strawberries here very soon out at Anderson's Market.
Well, yeah, and I'm waiting for them, too, because then I got to take some up to Mary, the Mennonite lady, and she makes me a strawberry pie. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You get, yes.
You ain't gonna get close to that when I'm around.
Oh man! That's fun.
They need to get a hold of us. They can call us at 641-201-8883, or on Facebook at Anderson's Market, and Susan will answer you on there yet. So if you want to talk to Sue, you can do it that way.
Okay.
But just messenger her.
Yeah, yeah. And we should mention, too, you guys do a great job of trying to keep the social distancing and that kind of stuff as best you can. And you keep things clean, and you're constantly cleaning and doing that kind of stuff. But people are encouraged, if they want to wear a mask, right?
Right. If you see my wife, you may not be able to recognize her because she always has her mask on.
Oh, hey, listen, I got a new mask that you'll recognize me with.
Does it look like you?
No. Well, that would be a scary mask. That would be a Halloween mask. No, it says KGLO on the front of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that's really going.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, mine's red, white, and blue flag type.
Well, that's good. I like that, too. Yep, everybody getting into character, and let's go shopping at Anderson's Market on 19th Street. It's just past Newman Catholic. If you're heading west and you get to the country club, you went too far. So come on back.
Yeah.
It's the green building. And the other thing, Chris, we ought to tell folks, you have parking that's available right there, but sometimes people might think, well, there's no place to park. You can park on the side street right there. And if you need help in hauling something to the car, you guys really do a great job at helping folks out that way, too.
Yep, we got wagons, we got people. And, oh, I got to mention my other son, though, too. Chris's Kettle Corn, we have that there, too.
Yeah, you can't forget the popcorn kid, can you?
No, he's a good kid. I'll keep him around. he gives me a bag every once in a while.
Does he?
Huh? Yeah, he gives my wife her root beer barrels and cotton candy. So he's a good kid.
Well, all right. Well, you hang on to them then, and make sure the kettle corn keeps coming, because I usually pick up a bag or two myself when I'm in.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, well, have a great day. Be good and drive carefully. I know you got to be on the run a little bit. So if I catch you at the store, great. If not, we'll see you soon. All right.
Keep between the fence posts, Tim.
I will. You do the same. Take care.
Bye.
It's Chris Anderson from Anderson's Market. They're on 19th Street in Mason City. Like I said, just past Newman Catholic. It's on the south side of the road there, the green building. You can see the flowers and plants and the little greenhouse they have out there. Stop on by today or sometime this weekend, too.